Southwest China was rocked again today. A strong aftershock leveled tens of thousands of homes that had survived the May 12 earthquake. The aftershock reached a magnitude of at least 6.0. China's National Seismic Network said it was the strongest one in nearly 2 weeks since the original quake. NPR's Andrea Hsu spent the day in the farming village of Yonggan, where, despite widespread devastation, life is resuming.
I first spot 58-year-old Chen Shengmin from the road as he's plowing through a muddy field with his ox. 2 weeks ago, the day before the earthquake, this scene would have been unremarkable. It is rice planting season after all, and this part of China is known for its fertile soil. But today, the backdrop for Chen's work is one of utter destruction. Brick and cement homes sit ripped apart by the earthquake. Still, Chen tells me, now that we've harvested the canola, we need to plant rice. We can't just sit around doing nothing. We have to get on with our lives. That seems all the more difficult when I learn that Chen lost his 2.5-year-old grandson in the quake. The boy was crushed to death by falling debris. Chen and his entire village are sleeping in makeshift tents. When I ask about rebuilding their homes, he scoffs. He tells me we don't even know where to rebuild. He's heard that county lines may be redrawn and that neighboring Beichuan County, one of the hardest hit areas, could be moved here. We might even lose our land, he says. It's easy to see how that could happen. Just across the road, a tent city has sprung up, some 1,500 people from Beichuan County, all homeless since the earthquake. Brick walkways have been laid between rows of government-issued blue tents. Sinks and showers have been brought in. A communal outhouse has been built. And on the edge of the tent city, a local family has set up a simple outdoor kitchen. Gong Yan and her husband Long Bing say they get an endless stream of people coming to boil water and cook. We're all victims of the earthquake, Gong says. Right now, we're just dealing with the here and now. Who knows what will happen down the road? Shortly after the quake, government officials came to Yong'an to take over land for the tent city. Zhou Chongxiu is one of the farmers who's had to make way for the tents. In return, she received compensation. A lot, she says. I find her in front of what was her home. Now it's just a pile of rubble. She's tending to her flock of ducks. She says she's worried about finding food for the ducks, and she's worried about her family's future. All of our money went into this house, she says. We had a refrigerator, a hot water heater, a TV, nice furnishings upstairs and down. Everything was smashed to pieces. All these outsiders coming in will have a big impact on our lives, she tells me. They're already going through our ruined homes looking for wood to burn. But how can we say no to them? Just before dinner time, a shipment of new iron walks, 3 feet in diameter, arrive in the tent city. Evacuees get to work building brick stoves. Meanwhile, across a dirt path, farmers bundle together husks from the recent canola harvest, fuel for the new stoves. This bustle of activity is something Yong'an has never quite experienced before. And the quiet life that existed before May 12th is something these farmers wonder if they'll ever see again. Andrea Hsu, NPR News in Chengdu, China.